Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning, hangs around me all day.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Stephen Sondheim calls his score to Follies a pastiche, songs that conjure up the style and content of the past. Here's where those songs come from.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating Rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
The trick in Sondheim's pastiche songs for Follies is to have the songs resemble other songs without imitating them. They need to evoke something of the past while still being modern. They need to remind you of, say, Cole Porter or Yip Harburg or Ira Gershwin while still feeling as if Sondheim wrote them. It's probably harder than it sounds. Probably one of the easier tasks was the recreation of a sexy Liszt song by Cole Porter, especially one set in Paris. The second song was probably the more difficult, a lyric that feels like a collaboration between two meticulous lovers of wordplay, Yip Harburg and Ira Gershwin. But first, Sondheim composed a romantically bouncy melody, suggestive of Burton Lane, to set the words to. Fifi d'Orsay à Paris and Liz Callaway and Jim Walton, Love Will See Us Through.
I have seen the ruins of Rome. I've been in the igloos of Nome. I have gone to Moscow, it's very gay. Well, anyway, on the 1st of May, I have seen Rangoon and Soho. And I like them more than so-so. But when there's a moon, goodbye, Rangoon. Allô, Montmartre, allô. Peking has rickshaws, New Orleans jazz. Paris, Beirut, the sunshine, that's all he does. Paris, Constantinople has Turkish bass. And Athens, that lovely debris. Carlsbad may have a spot, but for ooh-la-la, you come with me.
Sally dear, now that we're man and wife, I will do wonders to make your life soul-stirring and free of care.
If we fight and we might, I'll concede. Furthermore, dear, should your ego need bolstering, I'll do my share.
But though I'll do my utmost to see you never frown,
and though I'll try to cut most of our expenses down,
I've some traits, I warn you, to which you'll have objections.
I too have a cornucopia of imperfections. I may burn the toast.
Oh well, I may make a rotten host.
Do tell,
but no matter what goes wrong, love will see us through to something better comes along. I may vex your folks.
Okay, I may interrupt your jokes.
You may, but if I come on too strong, love will see us through to something better comes along. I may play cards all night and come home at 3.
Just leave a light on the porch for me.
Well, nobody's perfect.
I may trump your ace.
Please do, I may clutter up the place.
Me too.
But the minute we embrace to love's old sweet song, dear pal, see us through to something better comes along.
Hi.
Girls.
Ben.
Sally.
I may burn the toast.
Oh, well, we may make a go along with the coast.
Do tell me, no matter what goes wrong,
Fifi d'Orsay à Paris, and Liz Callaway and Jim Walton, Love Will See Us Through. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Follies tells the story of a reunion of former Follies girls the night before the wrecking ball is to demolish the theater. It's also a pretty ruthless look at the passing and the ravages of time. Actually, Sondheim merged two different kinds of scores in Follies. The first is a dramatic score in which the characters sing to reveal themselves and advance the story. But the second, the pastiche, gives songs to the showgirls who gather to celebrate and remember. There's an Irving Berlin song, a Cole Porter song, a Dorothy Field song, and so on. It's Sondheim's tribute to all that came before, but updated in his own particular way. Berlin came first, so Berlin comes first. He wrote the great anthem for the Ziegfeld Showgirls, and Sondheim followed his example. John Steele sings Berlin's A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody, and Arnold Moss follows with Beautiful Girls.
I have an ear for music, and I have an eye for a maid. I link a pretty girlie with each pretty tune that's played. They go together like sunny weather, cause with a month of May, I've studied girls and music, so I'm qualified to say, a pretty girl is like a melody that haunts you night and day, just like the strain of a haunting refrain. She'll start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night, and noon. She will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty pretty girl is just like a pretty
For those of you whose memories may be going, I'm Dimitri Weissman. Welcome to our first and last reunion. A final chance before my theater comes down to stumble through a song or two and lie about ourselves a little. There's a band, free food and drink, and Roscoe's here, as always, to bring on the Weissman girls. Maestro.
Hats off, here they come, those beautiful girls. That's what you've been waiting for. Half so delectable. Cheer them in their glory, diamonds and pearls, dazzling jewels by the score. This is what beauty can be, beauty celestial, the best you'll agree.
John Steele, A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody, and Arnold Moss, Beautiful Girls. The oldest of the Folly Girls was played in the original production by a performer named Ethel Shutter, who was then 76 years old. I'd never heard of her in 1972, but my parents remembered her. Sondheim gave her a song reminiscent of De Silva, Brown, and Henderson, who created the upbeat, lighter-than-air style of the 1920s. Sondheim's song, like theirs, was optimistic, cheerful, full of action, and kind of bluesy. Paul Whiteman, The Birth of the Blues, and then Ethel Shutter follows with Broadway Baby.
Blue note, and then they nursed it through. she heard it and gave out the news that the Southland gave us the blue, blue, blue.
Street to be in a show. Broadway, baby, learning how to sing and dance, waiting for that one big chance to be in a show. Gee, I'd like to be on some marquee, all twinkling lights, a spark to pierce the dark from Battery Park, way up to Washington Heights. Someday, maybe, all my dreams will be repaid. Hell, I'd even play the maid to be in a show. Say, Mr. Producer, yeah, I'm talking to you, sir. I don't need a lot, only what I've got. Plus a tube of grease paint on a follow spot. I'm just a Broadway baby. If I stick it long enough, I may get to strut my stuff. Working for an Iceman like a Ziegfeld or a Weissman in a great big pod.
Paul Whiteman, The Birth of the Blues, and Ethel Shutter, Broadway Baby. The pastiche songs are less copies of and more inspired by, though some do come surprisingly close in feel to the original. I guess it depends on Sondheim's wavelength, his admiration of particular songwriters, and his feeling of emotional attachment, either in general or when he was writing. Here's an example of inspired by, without any real closeness to its source, one of the greatest of all rain songs. Typically, it's one of the numbers for an old Follies performer. In the concert version of Follies at Lincoln Center in 1985, Betty Comden and Adolph Green sang Rain on the Roof, derived from Irving Berlin's Isn't This a Lovely Day, sung by Fred Astaire.
Listen to the rain on the roof go
clink like a pool,
crank like a pink line.
Now let's have a drink
and shelter from the showers.
Rain, rain, don't go away, fill up the sky.
Rain through the night, we'll stay cozy and dry.
Listen to the rain on the roof go pit, pitty, pat,
clink, clink,
clink. Pity that it's not a hurricane.
Listen, clink,
look,
lovely rain.
Thank you.
having their way. But as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day. The turn in the weather will keep us together, so I can honestly say that as far as I'm concerned, it's a lovely day. And everything's okay. Isn't this a lovely day to be caught in the rain? You were going on your way, now you've got to remain. Just as you were going, leaving me all at sea. The clouds broke, they broke, and oh, what a break for me. I can see the sun up high, though we're caught in the storm. I can see where you and I could be cozy and warm. Let the rain pitter-patter, but it really doesn't matter if the skies are gray. Long as I can be with you, it's a lovely day.
Betty Comden and Adolph Green, Rain on the Roof, and Fred Astaire, Isn't This a Lovely Day? Sometimes Sondheim's pastiche songs evoke not a particular song, but the style of a songwriter, or even a style of song without a particular songwriter in mind. One More Kiss conjures up the romantic operettas of a Romberg or a Frimmel. God, Why Don't You Love Me Blues is a frenzied whirlwind of a song, but it suggests the kind of vaudeville number favored by knockabout comics, though Sondheim tries to give it the sardonic outlook of a Lorenz Hart or a Frank Lesser. Leisha Albanese and Erie Mills' One More Kiss, and Gene Nelson, God, Why Don't You Love Me Blues.
One more kiss before we part. One more. the folks, we're into the follies. First though, folks, we'll pause for a mo. No, no, folks, you'll still get your jollies. It's just I got a problem that I think you should know. See, I've been very perturbed of late, very upset, very betwixt and between. The things that I want, I don't seem to get. The things that I get, you know what I mean. Margie, Margie, she says she really loves me.
I love you.
She says she really cares.
I care, I care.
She says that I'm her hero.
My hero.
She says I'm perfect, she swears.
You're perfect, goddammit.
She says that if we parted.
If we parted.
She says that she'll be sick.
Yeah.
She says she's mine forever.
Forever.
She says I gotta get out of here quick. I've got those. God, why don't you love me? Oh, you do. I'll see you later. Blue. That long as you ignore me, you're the only thing that matters. Feeling that if I'm good enough for you, you're not good enough. And thank you for the present, but what's wrong with it stuff? Well, don't come any closer, cause you know how much I love you. Feeling. Those tell me that you love me. Oh, you did. I gotta run now. Blue. Sally? Sally? She says she loves another.
Another.
She says a fella she prefers.
Prefers.
She says that he's her idol. She says ideal she avers.
You deal. Aver.
She says that anybody.
Buddy, blue.
She says would suit her more than I.
I.
She says that I'm a washout. She says I love her so much I could die.
Get out of here.
I've got those. Whisper how I'm better than I think, but what do you know, blue? That why do you keep telling me I stink when I adore you? Feeling. Say I'm all the world to you, you're out of your mind. I know there's someone else and I could kiss your behind. But you say I'm terrific, but your taste was always rotten. Feeling. Those go away, I need you. Come to me, I'll kill you. Darling, I'll do anything to keep you with me till you tell me that you love me. Oh, you did not mean it with you.
Lisha Albanese and Erie Mills, One More Kiss, and Gene Nelson, God, Why Don't You Love Me Blues. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. The story of Lucy and Jesse is probably the most surprising and most ambitious of Sondheim's pastiche songs. It has the jaded sophistication we expect from some of Cole Porter's women. But it also resembles the saga of Jenny, Kurt Vile and Ira Gershwin's introspective tour de force from Lady in the Dark. Alexis Smith, The Story of Lucy and Jesse, and Gertrude Lawrence, The Saga of Jenny.
Should make you cry about two unhappy dames. Let us call them Lucy X and Jesse Y, which are not their real names. Now Lucy has the purity along with the unsurety that comes with being only 21. Jesse has maturity and plenty of security. Whatever you can do with them, she's done. Given their advantages, you may ask why the two ladies have such grief. This is my belief, in brief. Lucy Lucy is juicy, but terribly drab. Jessie is dressy, but cold as a slab. Lucy wants to be dressy, Jessie wants to be juicy. Lucy wants to be Jessie, and Jessie, Lucy, you see, Jessie is racy, but hard as a rock. Lucy is lazy, but dull as a smock. Jessie wants to be lacy, Lucy wants to be Jessie. That's the sorrowful Gracie, it's very messy. Poor sad souls, itching to be switching roles. Lucy wants to do what Jessie does. Jessie wants to be what Lucy was. Lucy's a lassie, you pat on the head. Jessie is classy, but virtually dead. Lucy wants to be classy, Jessie wants to be lassie. If Lucy and Jessie could only combine, I could tell you someone who would finally feel just fine.
There once was a girl named Jenny, whose virtues were varied and many, excepting that she was inclined always to make up her mind. And Jenny points a moral with which we cannot quarrel, as you will find. Jenny made her mind up when she was three. She herself was going to trim the Christmas tree. Christmas Eve she lit the candles, threw the tapers away. Little Jenny was an orphan on Christmas Day. Jenny made her mind up when she was 12 that into foreign languages she would delve. But at 17 to pass her it was quite a blow, that in 27 languages she couldn't say no.
Poor Jenny, bright as a penny, her equal would be hard to find.
To Jenny I'm beholden, her heart was big and golden, but she wouldn't make up her mind.
In foreign languages she couldn't say no.
Jenny made her mind up at 22. To get herself a husband was the thing to do. So she got herself all dolled up in her satins and furs. She got herself a husband, but he wasn't hers. Jenny made her mind up at 39. She would take a trip to the Argentine. She was only on vacation, but the Latins agree. Jenny was the one who started the good neighbor policy.
Poor Jenny, bright as a penny, her equal would be hard to find.
For passion doesn't vanish in Portuguese or Spanish, and she wouldn't make up her mind.
She instituted the good neighbor policy.
Jenny made her mind up at 75. She would live to be the oldest woman alive. But gin and rum and whiskey play such funny tricks, and Jenny kicked the bucket at 76.
Jenny points a moral with which you cannot quarrel, makes a lot of common sense.
Jenny and her saga prove that you are gaga if you don't keep sitting on the fence.
Jenny and her story point the way to glory to all men and womankind.
Anyone with vision comes to this decision.
Don't make up, you shouldn't make up, you mustn't make up, or never make up. Anyone with vision comes to this decision.
Alexis Smith, The Story of Lucy and Jessie, and Gertrude Lawrence, The Saga of Jenny. What's impressive about these songs is not only their ability to discern something essential in songs of earlier great songwriters, but also Sondheim's ability to write in such a wide range, everything from torch ballads to vaudeville numbers. In this case, Sondheim picks up the playful humor and suggestive language that makes Irving Berlin's You'd Be Surprised so appealing. He plays the same kind of game in one of the songs he eventually cut from Follies, even though it's found a life in concert halls and cabarets. We start with Eddie Cantor and continue with Ann Miller and the delectably naughty Can That Boy Foxtrot.
Johnny was bashful and shy. Nobody understood why Mary loved him. All the other girls passed him by. Everyone wanted to know how she could pick such a beau with a twinkle in her eye. She made this reply: he's not so good in a crowd, but when you get him alone, you'd be surprised. He isn't much at a dance, but when he's taking you home, you'd be surprised. He doesn't look like much of a lover, but you can't judge a book by its cover. He's got the face of an angel, but there's a devil in his eye. He's such a delicate thing, but when he's stopping to squeeze, you'd be surprised. He doesn't look very strong, but when you sit on his knees, you'd be surprised. At a party or at a ball, I've got to admit that he's nothing at all. But in a Morris chair, you'd be surprised. Mary continued to praise Johnny's remarkable ways to the lady. And you know advertising pays. Now Johnny's never alone. He has the busiest phone almost every other day. A new girl will say he's not so good in the house, but on a bench in the park, you'd be surprised. He isn't much in the light, but when he gets in the dark, you'd be surprised. I know he looks as slow as the Erie, but you don't know the half of it, dearie. He looks as cold as an Eskimo, but there's fire in his eyes. He doesn't say very much, but when he's starting to speak, you'd be surprised. He's not so good at the start, but at the end of a week, you'd be surprised. On a streetcar or in a train, you'd think he was born without any brain. But in a taxi cab, oh boy, you'd be surprised.
Grocery clerk, unprepossessing. Some think the boy's a jerk, they have my blessing. But when he starts to move, he aims to please, which only goes to prove that sometimes in a clerk you find a Hercules. Isn't much that's plus. You might describe him thus: a false alarm, a broken arm, an imitation Hitler, and with Littler charm. But oh, can that boy foxtrot? His mouth is mean, he's not too clean. What makes him look reptilian is the brilliantine. But oh, can that boy foxtrot? Who knows what I saw in him? I took a chance. Oh yes, one more flaw in him. He can't dance. As dumbbells go, he's rather slow. And as for being saintly, even faintly, no. But who needs Albert Schweitzer when the light's so low? And oh boy, can that boy foxtrot. I pass, too crass, you just can't foxtrot. A shame, too tame, you just can't foxtrot. Right now, as I speak of him, I hear those drums, and oh, the technique of him, he's all thumbs. His jokes are quaint and fairly faint. He may be full of hokum, but I've no complaint. He often is a bore, but on the floor he ain't. And oh boy, can that boy foxtrot. I said foxtrot.
Eddie Cantor with Irving Berlin's You'd Be Surprised, and Ann Miller, Can That Boy Foxtrot. Like so many of these songs, Folly's Great Torch Ballad has distinguished forebears. Even though it's not a blues, its bluesy melody derives from something as intense and compelling as The Man I Love. But its lyric feels less like Ira's work than the approach of someone who never worked with George. Its title uses a familiar catchphrase, like I'm in the mood for love, the way you look tonight, or don't blame me. I'm thinking of Dorothy Fields, whose lyrics were known for their vernacular ease and colloquial urbanity. Here are the lead-ins, Vaughn DeLeith, The Man I Love, and Annette Hanshaw, Don't Blame Me.
Thank you. Don't blame me for falling in love with you. I dream of you night and day. How can I stay away? Ever since the lucky night I found you, I've hung around you just like a fool, falling head and heels in love like a kid out of school. My poor heart is in an awful state now, but it's too late now to call a halt. So if I become a nuisance, it's all your fault. Don't blame me for falling in love with you. I'm under your spell, but how can I help it? Don't blame me. Can't you see when you do the things you do? If I can't conceal the thrill that I'm feeling, don't blame me. I can't help it if that doggone moon above makes me need someone like you to love. Blame your kiss, as sweet as a kiss can be, and blame all your charms that melt in my arms. But don't blame me. I'm falling in love with you. I'm under your spell, but how can I help it? Don't blame me. Can't you see when you do the things you do? I can't conceal the thrill that I'm feeling. Don't blame me. I can't help it if that doggone moon above makes me feel that I need someone just like you love, baby. Blame your kiss, as sweet as a kiss can be. Blame all your charms that melt in my arms, but don't blame me.
Vaughn DeLeith, The Man I Love, and Annette Hanshaw, Don't Blame Me. Torch songs aren't the blues, but you can't have torch songs without the blues. They're direct and as deeply felt as a song can be. There's none of Sondheim's typical wordplay here, none of his scratchy imagery or penetrating darts of insight, only the cry of a broken heart drowning in despair and helplessness. That's how a torch ballad feels, so that's what Sondheim wrote for Follies. This is Dorothy Collins with Losing My Mind.
The sun comes up, I think about you. The coffee cup, I think about you. I want you so, it's like I'm losing my mind. The morning ends, I think about you. I talk to friends, I think about you. And do they know it's like I'm losing my mind? All afternoon doing every little chore, the thought of you stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. dim the lights and think about you. Spend sleepless nights to think about you. You said you loved me, or were you just being kind? Or am I losing my mind? All afternoon doing every little chore, the thought of you stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. I dim the lights and think about you. Spend sleepless nights to think about you.
Dorothy Collins, Losing My Mind. In a way, Follies has two scores, one by Stephen Sondheim, the other by some of the great songwriters who preceded him. Those songs are by Sondheim, too, the pastiche part of the score, but only because these other great composers and lyricists came first. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's fascinating rhythm.
Through my brain, so darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning, hangs around me all day. I'll have to sneak up to it, someday I'll speak up to it. I hope it listens when I say, fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm all quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm all shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun, start hopping, never stopping, too fine tonight, no work has been done. Oh, but I know that once doesn't matter, but now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.